NHL free agency officially underway. Shime, do you expect any kind of a splash? And if there is one, will that be okay with the Odyssey lawyers?
No, and if there was one, they definitely wouldn't be happy about it.
No splash. You're not expecting a splash.
Not a big one. I expect a signing or two, but not on the upper level. I think it's probably going to be a couple lower level signings. Nothing too crazy, if I had to take a guess.
It's because the Panthers have everybody locked up. There's nobody left in the NHL.
I don't think there's a big splash in the NHL for the Bruins or the NBA for the Celtics. You know?
Yeah.
Well, in the NHL, Mitch Marner officially got dealt from the Toronto Maple Leafs to the Vegas Golden Knights.
Yeah, which apparently there is some indication that they've been talking about that for quite some time, which would be collusionary practices. But, I don't know. I mean, they have some money. I mean, Don Sweeney has some money to play with. So
they got money.
I mean,
one team got money and the other team's unloaded money.
Well, I think the Celtics have, we talked about this earlier, but they've decided to punt on this upcoming season without Jason Tatum. So
yeah, that's kind of what it looks like. Even after, you know, Mego talked about it yesterday when she said that they're probably going to flip the Simon kid. So it's like, you know, you thought you'd get him and you're getting a little bit of help. And now if you're flipping him, I mean,
what are you flipping him for?
They'll probably like trade him for, I don't know, like for maybe draft picks or something like that.
So as it stands right now, your Celtics starting five would be
Jalen
and Derek.
Yep.
Marty Conlon.
Xavier Tillman. George's Nang.
Xavier Tillman.
Yep. And either
Dana Barros.
P. Pritch or Simon, depending on who you wanted to start. You know?
Yeah. Wow.
Completely different.
I mean, I understand that there is the NBA players and owners came to an agreement on it, and so there's a penalty. But you look at the way the Panthers are doing it, they are spending right up and to the cap,
right?
So as to keep the dynasty going. Oh,
that team sucks.
Yeah.
Holy hell, good job by Twitch. Yeah. Jesus.
Doesn't it?
That feels like the 90s Celtics. Xavier McDaniel replaced by Xavier Tillman. Yeah.
The X-Men.
My man.
That's what you had on the left.
Yep.
And what you've got now on the right.
Right. That's it's like Shime's Awakened 180s.
Right.
If Tatum hadn't gone down and they had ran it back and won it this year, would any of this be happening?
Yes, they would.
It would? Because
the number one job by... Do you think Chisholm makes short-term or long-term decisions?
Long-term.
Right. He knew when he was buying the team that the first thing Wick said about him was that they were going to cut payroll in March.
But what would they have done? Because there were reports that they were not planning on dealing Drew and Kristaps before the injury. And then it is interesting because there was a report saying that Brad was very interested in re-signing Al and Luke.
Here's what I think they would have done if you're saying if they win a championship, Tatum's healthy.
Yeah.
I think then they're more likely to trade those other guys and Jaylen Brown because you would get Jaylen Brown's money off the books. But then you would trade him and with some other pieces and you'd go after a guy like Giannis because Giannis is less money when you look at it, the long-term aspect of it, when you look at his contract versus Jaylen Brown's contract.
Well, he might just fit better with Jason Tatum.
I mean, maybe he might be, but I'm just saying if Curtis brought up a good point, like if you're Chisholm and you're going, all right, we can move some of this books. I can move, what is it, three? How much is Jaylen Brown? Is he 285 or like 300, whatever he's at? He's saying, oh, I can move this money and then maybe bring in a guy like Giannis who might only be, I think he's only at maybe like $120 million over the next 3 years just based on what his contract is, something like that. Maybe that's something that he would have done. But I don't know. I think that you're not going to be, and Curtis brought up a good point when we had Wick on, like no one wants to be in that second apron for multiple years.
Well, that was Wick's point.
Yeah.
On behalf of his new boss.
Yeah. So, I mean, but it's going to be completely different because Tatum's hurt, and now we'll have to wait until, what's the 2027 season when Tatum comes back?
All right, Curtis, you asked for a douche move ruling on behalf of Jackson.
Right. We had this thrown out there Friday,
yeah,
and we haven't been able to get a resolution to
it. Okay, Jackson's here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you hang on for a moment?
I can hang on. Yes.
All right. This is something that happened with your family.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
And the audience has been waiting for nearly 3 days
Oh,
now.
Yes. Bated breath.
Okay. All right. So we'll get to that when we come back.